San Francisco has a trash problem. Earlier this summer, a large medical convention predicted to bring in $40 million worth of business backed out of choosing San Francisco as its host, citing dirty streets increasingly filled with needles, trash, and human feces. Here's San Francisco Mayor London Breed speaking with local NBC4.
I will say that there's more feces on the sidewalks than I've ever seen, you know, growing up here. That was something that wasn't the norm.
Mayor Breed has called for more funding for street cleaning and for safe injection sites to clear the streets of drug users and needles. Mohammed Nuru is Public Works Director for the City of San Francisco. He joins us now. Mohammed, welcome.
Thank you.
And at least one infectious disease expert has looked at the conditions in San Francisco and compares it to some of the dirtiest slums in the world. Is it really that bad?
It's definitely challenging times. You know, the city, the communities, and everyone, we're all working hard to address those challenges that we're facing.
What are you seeing there? Give us a sense of what the trash levels are like. And is it all over the city or just in one place?
In general, it is in the concentrated areas like the Tenderloin, the South of Market, and a little bit of in the Mission area. But all over the city, we are seeing people moving, you know, into other neighborhoods. And we're facing those challenges of trying to keep the city clean.
You're talking about homeless people moving into other neighborhoods?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how much is this tied to the homeless population in San Francisco?
Quite a bit. I mean, our resources have been focused on really trying to clean up areas that mostly have been trashed by homeless, had tents where people were living in them, people were using the streets for the bathroom, people did not have trash service, and, you know, it creates definitely a different problem. When the guys come to work, they're always diverted to address these problems before they get to go on what their regular routes will be.
It seems, though, like rather than criminalizing this behavior on the part of the homeless, the mayor simply wants nonprofit organizations that work with the homeless to try to get people to clean up after themselves.
You know, I would agree with the mayor. I think it's time for tough love. The city combined cannot do this job alone. And the nonprofits, the property owners, the businesses, we all need to focus on this problem. And that's what we're working towards, really trying to get the information so we're in the right places at the right time. We have set up what's called the Healthy Streets Operations Center. It's like a command center where we have the police department, the health department, our homeless office, public works. And we're monitoring all those locations and trying to respond as fast as we can.
How much more are you having to spend in terms of money and time dealing with this issue of the streets?
In the last few years, we have been given quite a bit of more money. Our budget was in the range of about $40 million, and now we have over $50 million. So that additional $10 million has just come in the last few years.
What do you have to do? Is it just about power washing the sidewalks, sending people around to pick up trash and in some cases, feces?
It's a little bit more complicated than just picking up trash or cleaning up feces. I think, you know, we're working with our sister agencies to make sure that we have the appropriate places to take people who are living on the streets. And so we have these navigation centers, a place where people are being brought to and they are being provided services and being, you know, helped where they need to go. Because if we don't have a place to take people to, then it becomes harder to get people to leave the streets. And many of these guys have been here on the streets for a while. And so, you know, it's not the same as it used to be where you can just go across the street or go into another neighborhood. We're focused on the whole city, and we're going to really try and get you into services so that we can address the concerns of cleanliness on our streets.
I'm sure that there are going to be some people who hear this, hear what's going on in San Francisco, and say, well, the reason that you have such a homeless problem there is because it's gotten so expensive to live in San Francisco. Is that the case? Is that part of what's going on? Or is this just a homeless population that has been there all along and they're just causing more trouble for the city now?
Well, I think it's a combination of things that have happened. I mean, our city is growing pretty fast, and so many of the vacant lots or many of the open spaces are now being developed. Probably at one time, there were people who were actually living on some of those areas, and so the little pushing here and there, I think, has added to people being out on our streets. City is a little expensive, but, you know, we're just trying to deal with the population out there.
Do you feel like you have more of a burden when it comes to the homeless population than other major cities?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, our city has been a magnet for providing services. And so, you know, a larger number of the people we see on our streets are not necessarily from San Francisco. They are coming from surrounding counties and in some cases even from across state lines.
Do you think that the city provides too much, that you're actually creating, as you say, a magnet for people to come to San Francisco if they're homeless?
Well, I mean, San Francisco is a city that cares, and San Francisco is a city that wants to really take care of, you know, those who are within our city limits. And so, you know, we just have to have a system that works. I know compared to many other cities, we're doing quite a, you know, a good job, but we're not there. And so we just have to plan for, you know, exactly what we see. We have several thousand people who are on the streets. We have people who are criminals who are mixed in those people. And we have people who actually can do things for themselves, like, you know, being able to provide them a job or being able to find some kind of temporary housing to get them off the streets. And so it's a huge problem, but we're tackling it, you know, day by day. We definitely feel we're making progress. I think several months ago, we had large encampments on our streets. We're down to much smaller encampments now. We're trying to hold the line and really, you know, just, you know, giving that tough love to people and telling them, you know, there's a zero tolerance for people being on the streets and trying to provide the services that are needed so that people can, you know, can be in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned the medical convention that has backed out of choosing San Francisco to host its event because of the street conditions there. Is that just a one-off thing, or do you think that that's happening more now, that the city will actually lose business because of the conditions?
Well, I mean, we have been working with convention staff and the people who book these conventions and, you know, our tourist industry and really trying to address the concerns. I would hope that this is just a short-term type of concern and that we can really get our city to what it should be, a nice, clean destination for people who want to come out to the West Coast. And we're working towards that. We've heard some of their concerns. We've heard cleanliness being one of the top priorities. We've also heard cost being a high priority. And so, you know, just like a village, it takes everyone to get together to try and solve a problem. And every day we're at the drawing board trying to make our city a better place for people to live.
I have to say, as an outsider who doesn't live in San Francisco, I think of it as one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's kind of unbelievable to think that it would be in such a state that we were hearing about in the news.
Well, I mean, you know, I think, you know, I mean, we're talking about San Francisco, and yes, we're a destination city, but I can tell you, you know, other cities like Los Angeles, Seattle, I mean, are really struggling with the same problem. And so, you know, we hear from them. We have launched so many different programs. You know, our Pit Stop program is one that has taken off, which is provides bathrooms and places for people to use the bathroom as opposed to the streets. I mean, we're talking about having, you know, crews that are roving around now looking for areas that need cleaning so that we can just keep the city clean. We're working very hard with our police department to begin to really focus on quality of life types of concerns. And we're building more navigation centers and places for people to be able to go so that, you know, it's well-staffed and they get the right treatment. And yes, we are forming those partnerships with many of the nonprofits. They do receive quite a bit of funding from the city, and it's going to take all of us to really, you know, get the city back to what it should be.
That's Mohammed Nuru, who is Director of Public Works for the City of San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.